Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Danica O'Ban. She is a hockey player from Gee, goes to Manhattanville College, a Division III school in the New York City area. I guess, first of all, Danica, what has the season been like for you and your team down there?
Well, at the beginning of the season, we were having a little bit of a tough time. It's basically a brand new team. We've got a big incoming class this year. We're 8 new people, so we had a little bit of an adjustment period, but after Christmas, we've won most of our games. Right now, we're on a 7-win streak, with outscoring our opponents at 36-7 right now. So we're doing good.
And this is also the first season for you there after coming out of the Northern Alberta Extreme program. How have you been able to adjust sort of the level of play at the college level?
Yeah, I'd say that my high school team really prepared me very well for where I am now. And it's definitely an adjustment. The girls are much older and much bigger, but I think that I've been doing pretty good. The biggest adjustment, I'd say, was just the amount of people on the team. We're playing with 9D right now, so that's definitely an adjustment from going to 6-9.
And as mentioned, Manhattanville College, it's down at the New York City area. Obviously, the Big Apple, probably a little bit of a different experience of the Peace region. What's the kind of the community like for you off the ice there?
Yeah, it's definitely different from the Peace region, but I'm lucky to be on a very small campus. So it feels just about the same as home. Everyone knows everyone, and everyone's there to support everyone. We all the sports team attend each other's games, so it feels a little bit like home, even though it's in a huge city.
Now, on the school front for you there, I understand you're majoring in education at Manhattanville. What made you decide to go down that road, and how has that been working for you?
It's been really good. So my mom and my auntie and my grandma were all teachers, so I just knew that it was always something I really wanted to do. And since I've been down here, I've actually added a major. So I'm double majoring. I'm doing education, and I'm also doing criminal law, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot to go through there. Now, we know with student athletes, sometimes trying to balance their schoolwork with their athletic pursuits can sometimes be a little bit of a challenge for some. How do you make that balance kind of sort of work for you?
Yeah, I'd say I have a lot of experience doing it now, just from playing hockey since I was a young kid and having to go to school. But the school makes it really easy on us, too. They have a lot of resources that we can use. The writing center is always open for us. Our coaches are really good about giving us time if we need it to get off the ice and focus on school a little bit more if we need to. And our professors are also really good at knowing that we're athletes, and they're very flexible with our exams. If we're missing the day that we have exams, they're very easy to work together on finding extra time. So that makes it a lot easier.
Now, one of the big stories in hockey over the past little bit has been the establishment of a new women's professional league, the PWHL. I know they have a team in the New York area. I'm curious if you've been able to watch any of the games. So what have kind of been sort of your thoughts on this new league starting up?
Yeah, it's really awesome to see. It's really inspiring. Our whole team actually had the chance to go down to the rink and go watch New York play against Toronto, which Toronto won the game, and I was really happy about. But it's a very physical game, which I didn't expect, but I love to see because I think that's a huge part of hockey. And, it was really nice to see that they were physical and that the refs were letting them play. It was awesome to see, and the skill out there is insane.
Now, do you think by having this new sort of women's professional league sort of fully established and kind of getting off the ground here, do you think that might help push a more kind of younger girls in minor hockey, help them kind of push to try and further their careers a bit?
Yeah, definitely. I think that just having that goal to be able to focus on it, now the whole game's changed. It's not just college is the end game. Now you can go past the college level and you can go and play professional and you can be like the boys in a way where you can treat college as your junior years and then go on to play professional, which is really good to see.
And as we mentioned earlier, you're originally from the Gi area. And one thing I like asking players about is kind of some of their hockey influences, like, you know, maybe like a coach or family member or something that really helped to kind of push them. Who was that sort of person in your life and when you were growing up?
It definitely my dad and my dad. My dad and my brother. I grew up playing with my brother a lot, and my dad was coaching me throughout most years. And there weren't many girls playing hockey when I was at my age, but my older sister played for a little bit, didn't really stick to it. She kind of left, but my dad and my brother always took to it, and it was awesome to see. I'd wake up in the morning early, go practice with my brother at 6 a.m. with my dad out there. My dad would always help me out, give me tips, and he actually was able to coach me up until the Bantam year. So that was awesome to see. I got to play with my brother up until Pee Wee, until I had to go play girls. But they were really inspiring, and they helped me get me where I am.
And speaking of your brother, that would be, of course, Zachary O'Ban, who plays here locally with the North Peace Navigators. Definitely sounds like there wasn't too much of a sibling rivalry growing up by the sounds of it, was there?
Oh, yeah, there was. I was taller than him for when we were younger for a little bit, so I could win just based on size. But since then, we compete, but it's tight.
Yeah, and we know a lot of times with hockey players tend to be creatures of habit, especially on game days. They got a particular routine they like to go through. What about with you? What's kind of sort of the pregame routine like for you?
I often go. We have a really nice trainer's facility out here, and we have nice ice baths and hot tubs. And I like to just go in there and hang out for a bit. And then, as a freshman, it's my job to make sure that our warm up space is ready to go. So before the game, I always go up and set up the ladders, get the speaker ready, do all those freshman duties, and then when we're ready to go, we're ready to go. And I put on my bottom gear first and then tape my stick, get all that done, get my water bottle ready, and then get on with the day.
And what about the pregame meals? Do you have kind of a go-to you'd like to go for that?
The night before, I've noticed that I play better when I have a burger in me the night before, but the day of, it kind of depends what time our games are at. I always have eggs in the morning, and then if I get the chance, then I'll have a good protein, chicken and rice. Is often good, but I like to change it up.
Well, definitely look forward to seeing what you can do down there. Danica O'Ban, thanks for joining us on the line here today.
Yeah, thank you.